In my early 30s, I became unwell. I wasn't sure how long the illness would last and scanned my shelves for something to read. When I found a pile of books I'd set aside for holidays, I pulled out the longest. I'd owned my copy of A Suitable Boy for years, but had yet to embark on its 1,400 pages. I had time on my hands and read slowly. Frustrated by being so incapacitated, I wanted my days to be fruitful. I might not be able to walk or cycle, I reasoned, but I could at least put my brain to some constructive use. I was hooked straight away, but kept to that steady pace. Moving forward and back in the story of Lata's life, I took notes and folded over pages, spending days on the same sequence of chapters until it felt more transparent. Sate had apparently produced a masterpiece, and I wanted to know how. The weeks turned to months, and still I couldn't walk. When I was told to get used to the idea I might never recover, I made myself a reading list. First up was Bleak House. There followed Vanity Fair, the complete works of Trollope, and the longer poetry of Browning. My undergraduate English degree had been structured around different periods of literature. I was required to study a different author every week. Grappling with the chaos of student life, I stuck to the shorter novels. The longer works would have to wait, I told myself, until I was older. I had no idea it would be a decade before I read the first chapter of Middlemarch. Wrapped in my sick bed blankets, I discovered it was more than worth the wait. After my third reread, I made a game of it. As darkness fell on each painful night, I reconstructed the book from memory, trying to get a little further each time before looking back at the text. Instead of dwelling on the life I couldn't live, I retold this story over and over, beginning with the afternoon when Celia sat with her sister, Dorothea, and asked if that mightn't be the day they went through their mother's jewels to decide which should be for whom. Last month, I delivered my third novel to my publishers. Reorganising my bookcases afterwards, I found one of the notes I'd made when I was ill and had read Vikram Seth. "Remember Mrs. Rupa Mira," I'd written on a scrap of paper. "He shows her bit by bit before he tells the reader who she is." In the private silence of my illness, I had passed each day by reading and rereading. With no other way to pass the time, I had mined those texts for tips and tricks. I had pulled back a curtain and tried to see the puppeteer. Without having realised I was doing it, I was using those books to change my life. I was learning how to write.